This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
All right, let's list some of these names. Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe. Stop me when you see the theme. John Quincy Adams, John Tyler.
So that's what we're doing?
Zachary Taylor. Who can forget the great Millard Fillmore? Andrew Johnson.
So you walk in here.
James A. Garfield.
6 minutes before the show. Yeah. RJ, you see what he does?
What did I do?
Six minutes before the show, walks in.
Right.
Looks
and,
great.
And you were
great.
Fast asleep.
I was taking my nap and logs himself in and immediately Googles presidents' names.
Benjamin Harrison.
I'm watching him read it off the computer.
William McKinley. William Howard Taft, who was a portly fella.
Shapely fella.
These are all Warren G. Harding. That's why you drive on the Harding Expressway on Long Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Calvin Coolidge. Harry S. Truman.
All right, we get it.
John F. Kennedy. What's the theme?
Enough.
What's the theme?
Your New York Rangers took care of business last night.
I'm the president of everybody.
That's right. And the Rangers won the President's Trophy, which means the most points in all the National Hockey League for the regular season.
That's right.
It's a hell of a, for the fourth time in franchise history, Rick.
It's a hell of a season. And a nice way to go into the playoffs. Right?
Amazing way to go into the playoffs.
I mean, you are, I'm so nervous. I just want to take care of business.
I was honest. I was nervous. I was anxious. But
and they get it.
Go out there, take care of business, beat up on Ottawa, which they should do, but they should have beaten up on Philadelphia the other day and didn't do that. They struggled a couple games ago. But all of a sudden, turn it on, win on Saturday, win on Monday, and now they rest.
Shesterkin with the shutout.
Fourth one of the season.
Panarin with his 49.
And away we go. He was, oh man.
What a season he's had.
Is he, I don't think he's going to win the MVP.
No.
But will he be a final three of the MVP?
Ooh. Final three for the MVP?
Yeah. Isn't that how they break it down to the final three of every category?
Well, you're going to have McKinnon.
Okay.
You're going to have McDavid. He got to 100 assists.
Which is wild.
And then you're probably going to have Kucherov.
So you do not believe that he's going to be?
Yeah, I don't think he will be.
Which is unbelievable.
And you got Austin Matthews.
Who had how many goals? Well, he's not done yet, right? Is he still going? You know what's weird, too? And I didn't even realize this till last night. The NHL, congratulations to you and your Islanders who beat the Devils.
I figured I'd have fun in. First before.
Which I understand. Is that the regular season goes till Thursday.
You guys finished up early.
So the Rangers, the earliest they'll play, and I guess this is what everyone expects, is they're going to play Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So and there's no travel involved.
Well, because the Knicks will be home and they play Saturday.
Right. So there's no travel involved, so they're going to get to rest, relax, get fresh, get healthy, the hope that maybe Hedl comes back. I mean, this is the best they're going to feel for the next 2 months. So away we go.
Yeah, can you imagine that, though? You battle through 82 games. And then this will be the best you feel until the playoffs is over. And then the injury report will come out. Well, this guy was playing with a broken foot. This guy dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's going to need hernia surgery.
I remember when what year was it when they made the conference
when
finals?
McDonough?
Yeah, McDonough. They're like, yeah, he had a broken foot for weeks now.
What's that guy doing on the bench? Oh, he's taking out his own tooth so he can get back out there. Auston Matthews, 69 goals, 107 points.
Is he done or do they have more?
Oh, they got one more.
So he could get to 70.
Get to 70.
Wow, which is unbelievable.
Biggest, most noticeable difference about Artemi Panarin this season was? Besides during the offseason when he shaved his head.
Right. His hair grew back nicely.
Nicely.
Biggest difference, I don't think I know the his physicality?
No. Raymond, biggest difference between Panarin this season
I feel
as
like,
opposed
Ray,
to...
in some way, congratulations to you, by the way, Raymond. Lyndon B. Johnson.
What?
I don't get it.
What is the biggest difference between
no,
Panarin?
No, no, no. What Dave was saying.
Because he's just naming trophies. He's naming presidents.
How come I can barely hear him?
His microphone's weird sometimes.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
It's not great. I mean, you were very ill-prepared.
How about now? If you could answer the question, I would have had to go to him.
I don't know. Nobody knows. You asked the most vague question ever. What's the big difference?
I bet RJ would know.
Okay, let's see. Unless you
biggest
fed it to him before the show.
Biggest difference between Panarin this season... As opposed to what you saw last season?
I'm assuming it's consistency on the line. Just having guys to...
How are you annoyed at us if none
of us
know?
How many shots did Panarin have this season?
How many what?
How many shots?
Over 300.
Thank you.
There you go.
Biggest difference.
Okay.
What do you have, 18 yesterday?
Hence the 49 goals.
Hence.
So volume.
Yeah, well,
just
we know
volume.
He can play, make. It's like, hey, we need you to score, too. Can you shoot more?
Well, he did it. 49.
And he did.
And you know what?
Over 300
maybe
shots.
The biggest goal of the season to tie the game at 2. Up to this point,
Islanders game?
That was a huge, huge, huge goal. So here we are.
I don't know how you can be annoyed by that.
That we didn't know that?
Yeah.
No, I think it's shocking that he would think we would know that. Like, that was not a layup. That was like, all right, there's 8/10 of a second, you're going to inbound it under your own basket, heave it all the way down the court and try to make it.
Would have been here a while before we got to
We would have been doing Rule 76.
He's got over 300 shots. Okay, let's I haven't checked this out. I just know by far he has the most shots on his team. Let's see where he ranks as far as shots on net this season. Nathan MacKinnon's got over 400 shots.
That's unbelievable.
Panarin, 8th in the NHL in shots.
A lot of shots. Last Ranger to have over 300 shots is? Oh.
Yager.
Now the tides have turned.
Yager.
No. Raymond, did you hear this at the Garden last night? They mentioned it on the broadcast.
Well, I don't have the TV broadcast,
so I
wouldn't tell
but
you.
I thought maybe you guys cross-promote a
Who
little
is
bit.
It?
Rick Nash.
Oh, I did hear that.
Last Ranger to have over 300 shots in a season.
And this is the most points since... Yager in 06.
Since Yager, right.
Yeah, he was a problem. What? Dude, in 06.
And that wasn't even prime Yager, right?
No.
Like, he was a little past his prime.
Well, the Penguins Yager was
right.
Filthy, but no. Like, his size, you couldn't take the puck off him. Could not take the puck off him.
No. Unbelievable. So, the number one seed. So, now, the Rangers will not face the Islanders. Carolina and the Islanders locked in, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Could face the Islanders in the second round.
Which would be much better than facing them in the first round. Rangers will either play Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Washington controls their own fate.
Or Washington.
Washington wins, it's
so
Washington.
So Washington plays... I thought Detroit did. No?
No, Washington controls their own fate.
Okay. So, and Washington plays on the road.
Washington plays in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Washington plays
Detroit
in Philly.
Plays
Detroit
in Montreal.
Plays in Montreal. Yeah.
Where does Washington play?
Philly.
And Philly's still alive.
Yeah, Philly needs a lot of help.
Well, okay, but Philly is still technically alive.
They are on life support.
So, if Washington wins, Rangers play Washington.
Correct.
Washington loses, Detroit wins. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this is right. Rangers play Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Those two lose. Pittsburgh wins. Rangers play Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Those three lose, which would mean the Flyers do win. Rangers play the Flyers. Is that accurate?
I believe that's accurate.
Okay. How about that? I'm ready to go.
That was pretty
morning.
Nice. That was a
although,
nice breakdown.
Although, what if Flyers Caps goes to OT? What about that?
I didn't figure that out.
Let's figure that out.
Well, I think it depends on who wins.
Well, Flyers
Caps goes to OT and the Caps lose in OT. They only have 90 points. The Red Wings win, they'll have 91 points.
No, but if the Red Wings lose, if they all lose, Flyers win in overtime.
No, if the Flyers win in overtime, the max points they get is 89.
Oh, okay.
Washington gets a point going into overtime, they'll have 90.
All right, then there you go, right?
So that would be Washington.
Yeah.
Right. So then there you go. So your question wasn't really great.
Well, wait. Washington's not the only team at 89.
If everyone
There's
loses,
only one.
Ray,
if Detroit
but
loses.
Washington loses in overtime was the question.
If the Red Wings win and Washington loses in overtime, then the Red Wings will be in the playoffs because they'll have 91 and the Capitals have 90.
How about if Washington loses and Detroit loses in overtime?
And they both have the same amount of points?
I don't have the standings in front of me.
Detroit needs a win and a Caps loss of any fashion.
Right. The Capitals have more regular.
Yeah, Washington has a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So this is a much better scenario than having Tampa Bay involved.
Correct.
You don't want Tampa involved.
No, I know.
No. This is exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. So this played out exactly as you get now almost a full week off. There's no travel. Hedel might be back. You have home ice throughout. You're going to get a team that you absolutely should beat in round one. It could not be scripted better for the Rangers right now.
This is how you wanted it to play out.
Yep.
On top of that, the Islanders are playing really good hockey right now. So, I mean, I don't think they'll beat Carolina, but at least take a piece of Carolina.
Well, Islanders are physical.
Soften up
Islanders are tough.
The Islanders game translates better for the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I mean...
Well, I think that's the concern, too, with the Rangers. The Rangers game doesn't necessarily translate for the postseason. It's not so wide open. Like, the Rangers want to go. Let's go.
Well, no, but I think there's versatility in their game now.
I agree with that.
I think last year with lack of coaching, I think they had a hard time, but I think Laviolette, I mean, there's a reason why they have 114 points.
So will the Rangers be out-coached in any series?
Just think about that for a second, though. They have a hard time scoring 5-on-5,
right,
and yet they have 55 wins and 114 points.
It's pretty remarkable. Is he that good that
yes,
they will not be? So you go up against Brind'Amour, not going to be out coach. You go up against Wah, not going to be out coach. You go up against Cooper, the Rangers will, like, there could be the equal on the other side, but they will not be out
coach. They have a legitimate coach.
Great.
Yeah. That's won a Stanley Cup and been to a couple of Stanley Cup finals.
That's right. So now you're 1-16, and now we go. And there's nothing better, and you've said it a million times, than the NHL postseason.
This is the best.
The best.
The best.
The best. And this could carry us until, I mean, hopefully June.
I hope so. Hopefully it's the Islanders, not the... in a perfect world,
yeah,
just because I think the Rangers are better than the Islanders, somehow Islanders get past Carolina, you take care of your business against Washington, and we get a round
two.
That's
what we want.
That would be
fire. Oh. That would be fire. Oh.
Would that be... It might be bad for the show.
It would be awful for the show. Islanders-Rangers round two would maybe be the end of the show. It would be absolutely dreadful. Now, I've heard this phrase used many times. RJ's putting his eyes in right now. But RJ, it's early, so I'm not going to scream the double RJ at you. But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Islanders-Rangers round two. Who are you rooting for?
I don't have an answer for you yet.
What do you mean?
It'll probably depend on over the next week to 10 days, probably which of you were most tolerable. Dave, if you come in here like you did this morning, just yelling about all things, yelling at me about the internet, that wouldn't be a good sign.
You're so full of crap. I did not yell at you about
you
the
You raised your voice.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Because it was RJ that was slowing down your internet.
Yeah. It wasn't a great work environment. But now I see why, because you needed your list of presidents.
That's right. Andrew Johnson.
He knows all of them anyway. I don't know why you pulled out the list.
Yeah, you don't need a list.
Just to have them
in front of me. You get presidential questions that you answer.
Yeah, but you know what? There's comfort in just having the list in front of you.
Be confident.
Martin Van Buren.
Surprised we didn't get a Millard Fillmore out of you.
You know what? I mean, maybe you will. I'm not done.
You've gone through almost all of them.
No.
I mean, why stop now?
Well, I don't think I will stop now. These are nice.
Why did they stop talking?
Yeah, no, these people are nice, though. This is a nice presidential list. So you're uncertain who you would root for?
Yeah, it's up in the air.
Weasley.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, just pick a side.
Well, I don't like or dislike either of them, really. I want people to be happy. I want you guys to be happy, but it's not possible in this situation.
Rangers fans are more annoying than Islander fans, though.
Why would you say
that? To you.
No,
in
general.
Why would you say that?
Because they are.
I don't think so.
Well, because you're one of them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't find Rangers fans annoying. Find the other two annoying. Big time.
No, Islanders fans are terribly annoying.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a definition of little brother syndrome. Oh, the Rangers, we want to be the Rangers.
No one wants to be the Rangers.
All these fans.
We have one of the greatest teams in the history of professional sports.
Yeah, not even in your lifetime.
Now we had a bit of a gap in between those teams and where we are now.
Yeah, I would say so.
Listen, we made a coaching change. It worked. We're finishing off with our season on a high note.
Listen, I said nothing negative about the Islanders. Not a word. You're the one that's going after the Rangers. I ask RJ a simple question, and he refuses to take a side. That's fine. That's fine. You know, today's CMT. So at 7:45, we have a little CMT. The Knicks. Knicks fans, I'm so disappointed. Oh, I don't want Philadelphia.
No one's saying I don't want Philadelphia.
Oh, yes, yes, they are.
No.
Raymond, have you not heard a ton of, I don't want Philadelphia. I don't want any part of them.
Yeah, I've told you how I feel about this.
Yeah. I love Raymond's attitude. I want to walk up and give him a big kiss right on the mouth.
Stop it.
That's
please.
How I feel.
That's okay.
No, because he's
that's
just,
okay.
Well, I know I don't have to, but
if
I'd
you
like
had
to.
If you had the CMT in honor of CMT Tuesdays, the three matchups, yeah. Where would you put the Sixers?
I would put the Sixers at Cuddle.
Okay. Would you marry?
To play. Indiana.
All right, but that's the point.
Okay. But this is what you got.
I understand it's what you got.
All right, so
that's
stop complaining.
Fine. I'm not complaining about it.
I'm not saying you are. I heard a ton of, oh, God, winning that game was just catastrophic. You know what? You're home.
Hold on, just think about this for a second. The things that New York Knicks fans criticized Tom Thibodeau about. He plays his guys too many minutes, and now he's won too many games. Why did you win that last game?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
This is why.
It's like, how dare you go out and win?
But understand, for Raymond, Dave, everyone else, that if this doesn't go our way, the phone calls that we will take.
Fine. You know what? I'm here for it. I'm not going to duck them. If the Knicks lose,
all the good that this team has done, all the good that Tibbs has done this season, dealing with all the injuries and winning 50 games, will be completely gone.
Okay, let's go back to the days of pre-Tibbs.
No,
why don't
I'm not
we do
even
that?
Saying,
let's Stephon Marbury back.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying that's how I'll feel.
18 wins a year. Those were great times. Those were great times.
The Mike D'Antoni era.
This team can't win a championship with Tibbs. Those are the calls we'll take. Guaranteed.
All right. Well, you know what? I welcome that.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
Dave. I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
4 score and 7 years ago. You know how long that is? 4 score, 7 years?
Four score, no.
Yeah. I believe a score is 20 years.
20 years.
I believe.
So that's 87 years.
87 years ago.
I can do that.
John Sterling is retired.
He is.
Right, immediately.
Effective immediately.
Immediately. So,
which is interesting because, I mean, I was listening to Kay talk about it.
Right.
And Kay said he had spoken to John, and it was going to be John's news to tell, and that was it. And then when I turned the Kay show back on after baseball,
right,
it was the news already broke. He was retiring.
Well,
effective immediately.
I saw on Twitter, I guess Andrew Marchand from The Athletic, he's really good, he said, Friday news conference, John Sterling. And then it went like wildfire. It's like, well, he's going to be retiring Friday. And then it was like, he's going to be retiring right now. Yeah. He's called his last game. So, I mean, that's kind of...
Which kind of stinks.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know. Even as, like, if you're a player or doing something for
well,
as long
just
as
a chance to say goodbye.
Well, not even, yeah, say goodbye, say thank you, but also to actually to take in the moment. Right? Like, you don't, very rarely do you take the time to kind of appreciate all the things that you do when you're doing your job. Like, the simple things, like the stuff you end up missing when you're gone. And to not have that, you know, that opportunity, but you know, from all the things I read and
been
heard,
forever. He was the Yankees' voice since 1989.
He'll be 86. He's doing it for a long, long time.
That's a and long
it's just,
time.
It's he loves doing it, but just all the other stuff is not interesting. He's not interested in doing it anymore.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, listen, when you become, and I've seen this with my parents, and you know, I guess you haven't yet, but you will at some point. It's like things become harder. Like just everything. I mean, you've seen it with your grandma, right? Like things become harder. Life becomes harder. Getting in the car and driving yourself to wherever, and then you know you gotta get dressed in the morning. You gotta get up. You gotta get showered. You gotta get out. You gotta work. You gotta study the rosters. You gotta look at stats. You gotta get to the ballpark. I mean, these are long days. These are not. I mean, I know the game is faster now, but these are not 2.5 hour days. You're talking about 8, 10, 12 hour days, and then travel when you go on the road. There's a lot to it.
Well, I guess he was also offered the opportunity to just do home games.
Correct.
But he said, you know, having spent you know the off season. Enjoying his time away from baseball, recognized how much he actually enjoyed that. And it's, I mean, I would equate to the same thing as most, a lot of athletes you hear at the end when they decide to, that can still play. And for all, you know, all the people that listen to John this season, he can still call games.
There are times when you listen to him call a game that you would have no idea he's 85
no idea.
Years old.
That it's just, it's, yeah, I love playing the game, but I don't necessarily love all the work that leads up to the game. Right, that's what a lot of guys that
sure.
can still play say. It's just they, if you could, you know, if I could just show up on Sundays and play football, then I would do it. But that's not the reality. There's a whole week, you know, there's a whole offseason, there's a whole week I got to spend, and you know, to do it for 35 years, almost 86 years old.
Right,
I'm sure there are plenty of times where he's like, you know, should this be it? And then you recognize how lucky you are and how much you love your job, and it's like, no,
well,
I'm still good at it.
What must have happened is I have to imagine he wanted to do the year. Or at least a good portion of the year, and then this was very hard on him because there's no way you would retire 15 games into the season.
I don't know. Sometimes I think he probably thought about it during the offseason. Thought, you know, I could get through this year, and then recognized I just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, like doing the job that we do, watching these games every single night. There are times when we have vacations for a week that just being able to watch sports, just to watch sports, as opposed to knowing you have to talk about it the next day, is a relief.
Yeah. And you're not 85.
Right. So he's been doing this 35 years. He's almost 86 years old, driving, you know, it's a lot that goes into it.
It's a lot.
At what point do you say, as much as I love this job, I also should enjoy...
Well, he got there.
And
he got to that line of demarcation where it's like, because you know he loves it, and you hear it in his voice, and he he's 85, and he's still doing it. I'm sure he doesn't need to do it. That he got to the point where he was like, it's time, and good for him. I mean... Very talented. I don't know, some people were turned off by some of his, I don't want to say antics, but, you know, like corny-ish calls.
I liked it.
But, well, like it or not, I mean, you can't deny that he was an absolute icon.
No, you can't deny that. And it's going to be different that, you know, it's going to be different for Yankees fans when you listen and he's not on the call.
Well, think about how
There's
weird it is.
Something comforting.
Like, he's been, so if you're 35, 40 years old, right? He's been doing it for 35 years, right? 89 to 24. So 35 years. If you're 45 years old, 43 years old. He's really the only voice of the Yankees on radio you've ever heard in your life.
Some of your greatest sports moments are his voice.
And think about the moments that he's had. The Yankees winning, what did they win, 5 World Series? Under his, they're right there in the 4 in the late 90s and then 2009. I mean, that's an unbelievable. He saw Jeter and Bernie and O'Neill. I mean, you know.
That's probably what caught a lot of people, that's probably what caught a lot of people off guard a little bit with this announcement, how abrupt it was. When you have a Yankees team that's this good with these kind of expectations, do you find a way to get through it?
But
I think when you know, you know.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like he probably woke up on, when was his last game, on Sunday? Or maybe he didn't. Did he not even call Sunday? Was he not on the road trip? I don't even know.
No, he wasn't on the road trip.
So his last game was...
his last game was April 7th.
And then he was just, I'm sure he woke up and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much. It's too much for me. So... But you know, hats
I didn't
off
even
to him.
Tell anybody when I read that was it, no, I'm not gonna same kind of run that John Sterling did, but just like you wake up and you know, I just knew one day I can't do this anymore, and I just was it.
That was it.
That was it.
Raymond, I know you didn't listen because you're glued to your radio broadcast, but RJ, did you watch the Islanders Rangers on ABC on Saturday by chance?
I hit it on for a bit, yeah.
Did you hear when they made mention of our dear friend right here, Rick DiPietro? Bob Wischusen did?
I caught a little bit of that, yeah.
What do you mean a little bit of it? It didn't go on for 15 minutes. He just mentioned it in passing.
Well, I heard that. I saw screenshots of Ray. Yeah. It was a big day for the show.
It was a big day for the show. I'm a little surprised and maybe offended I wasn't mentioned or you weren't mentioned on the broadcast. But...
So, well, me, I understand. I'd actually be alarmed if I were. I mean, Bob's a great man. I'd be alarmed if I were mentioned.
It would have been a great opportunity because I think he was talking about who was goalie on Saturday for that? It was Sorokin and something with...
No.
Varlamov?
Varlamov's been playing.
He was the goalie on Saturday?
Varlamov's kind of taking the job.
Against the Rangers, it was Ilya.
It was Sorokin.
It was Sorokin against the Rangers?
Yeah. The second time. The first time was Varlamov.
I'm talking about Saturday. You said jump me.
No, I thought I was confusing the game.
So I don't remember what they were talking about. Wins on the season or road wins or... I don't know what it was. And they're like, yeah... this passes the mark of one Rick DiPietro, is what he said.
Great.
And what?
It was nice.
Now, I found it upsetting that he didn't then go in, because Bob knows us and knows the show, that he didn't give us a little plug. Rick DiPietro has now turned his hockey career into, you know, constant highlights in the morning with Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN. That might have been nice.
It would have been nice.
It would have been great.
It would have been great.
But not a mention, though. Not a mention of your second
act. Well, maybe
he's
turned off. Maybe he's turned off of the station. Last time he was on the station, he was on the K show, and then after his appearance, K destroyed him.
Well, that's not us.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe that has, you know, left a bad taste in his mouth.
Why would he destroy him?
He doesn't want to mention the station.
Why?
Said it was he had a terrible, terrible spot.
Really?
That's what he said.
That's not nice.
No. Don wasn't happy.
Well, so maybe that's what it is, though.
Don wasn't happy with the spot, or Don wasn't happy that Michael attacked?
That Michael aired him out like that.
That's not nice.
No.
Well, so if he's bringing up a stat where Rick has passed and... I think it may have been road wins. I think you're right. It's not wins altogether. But if Rick is getting passed and then he doesn't bring you up, maybe that's the intent. To send a message.
What do you mean?
Doesn't care for us, maybe.
Oh,
all of us.
No, he like Bob likes me.
I know Bob likes me. Maybe.
So if the grenades are coming in, you're like, I'm out. Bob likes me.
No. I know he likes me. I don't know. I've never asked him. Do you like Dave? I can't imagine why he wouldn't like Dave.
I like Bob. I hope he likes me. We've had pleasant exchanges in the past. I mean, we've texted,
but let's be honest, it hasn't always gone well when other people have brought up our show on national airwaves.
Rick DiPietro and company.
I mean, we don't want another one of those.
No, that was not good, but how about when Mel brought it up on the national broadcast of the NFL draft?
Multiple times.
Yeah, and the whipped cream that we send them.
Well, Mel definitely likes us.
So what we have deducted from this whole thing is Bob doesn't like me.
No. I think Bob, I'm just saying.
I know he likes me.
Right, I know he likes me. I believe he likes you.
Okay.
I think what happened was he came on the station and was turned off, and that's why it didn't lead to, hey, passes Rick DiPietro for this. By the way, Rick does a morning show on ESPN with Dave Rothenberg. He's like, no, we're not going to plug them because... Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so turned off by Michael K.
Right.
So Michael K. ruined it for everybody.
For us.
For everybody.
Probably.
Oh, that's not good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Raymond, you weren't in here during this. RJ was. Rick's never been to Disney. And he said this as a...
No, I've been to Disney.
Nah, you said as a child.
As a child.
Okay, but I think that says a lot. Because I think maybe that's... I mean, every child needs to spend at least a few days in Disney to kind of, you know, check off those things that you need to do as a kid.
Well, here's the thing. I think they took me when I was two.
But that's not going to Disney.
Right. And then after that, so we have Al, my brother.
Right.
And then most of our trips were spent going on, like, hockey tournaments.
Which makes sense.
Right.
But I'm surprised 7, 8, you know, somewhere in that range, they weren't like, we need to take a little Ricky.
After taking my kids to Disney, I can understand why they probably didn't want to go back.
Right. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, we went during Halloween, so we had the parade, and then they did the fireworks. But that time, it's...
Now, we get a tremendous advantage, because we get the free entry to the parks, but there are people...
I wear my name tag that we got, those fancy name tags.
Oh, I don't think I have that.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't think...
We all got the fancy name tags.
I don't think I did.
I think I got two name tags.
I got something. I got like a pin or something. Is that what? Yeah, that's not what you mean, right?
No. RG, you got a name tag, right? Like the fancy name tags?
I think you're both right. I got a name tag and it was in pin form.
Right.
Oh, and you wore that?
No, I'm kidding.
That'd have been nice, though.
So people know.
I'm a cast member.
I'm an employee of Disney.
Right.
Thank you. And then all those people that are taking, like the adults with no kids that are taking pictures with Mickey, and the line is like an hour long.
People love it.
I said to Cassie, I was like, where were you for the last hour and a half? She's like, waiting in line to take for the kids. I was like, well, were there that many parents with kids? She's like, oh, no.
No, just the parents.
No, it was
just the
parents.
A lot
of adults.
1-800-919-3776. So I'm watching the Rangers. I had a great setup last night. Yankees, right TV. Rangers, big main TV. Mets on the left. Mets started on the main TV, and then at 7:30, they were demoted down to the lower left TV. But I don't know why, for some reason, I really, really, really desperately wanted that win last night. I wanted to get back to 500. I thought Hauser pitched a really good game. You know, a couple things that I noticed there.
Really good game.
I thought Hauser was really good last night. Pete's got to make that play.
Right, I don't
love
the five walks. I don't love the five walks.
Of course, you don't love the five walks. But I thought he was really good for your fifth starter. I mean, that's a hell of a performance. But you know, on that ground ball to Pete, he touches first, he throws to second, it's a bad throw, now the inning opens up. It's like, when you're not hitting the ball, you need to be better defensively. And I think that's a strike against Pete when we talk about, is he going to be coming back or not? He's not a great defensive first baseman.
That's one of the things. He's improved, but he's not a great defender.
But he's still below average. He's an average defensive first baseman.
He has his moments. What's going to kill Pete is that you have a Freddie Freeman deal and a Matt Olson deal signed.
But I don't want to rain on.
Don't hijack what's happening here. They're back to 500.
Back to 500. Bullpen, excellent. Ottavino's pitched well. Raley was good. Diaz was, you know, as you would expect, was excellent. Very timely hitting. Beatty continues to get better. Marte is better. Lindor even had two hits last night. Bader, who hasn't really been great this year, had the big hit on Sunday and then the huge hit yesterday. I mean, great.
Bader's been good, though.
Defensively. Offensively, he's been good.
I mean, yeah, the hit the other day. No,
I think Sunday was his first RBI of the season.
It was a roller down the third baseline.
Right.
Big double yesterday. But, I mean, he also brings that, you know, that energy that all teams need. Right? Even when he hits the double, he's pointing at the dugout like that. You saw with the Yankees.
Right.
When he was going. Right? I mean, look what he did in the playoffs for the Yankees.
Yeah, he was great. One of the best players in the playoffs.
It helps that Connor Joe decided he wanted to just spike
what
that.
Was that? So, let me see if who was on third?
Lindor.
Lindor was on third. McNeil hit the ball, right? He doesn't go if he doesn't do that, right?
No, he hadn't even tagged up yet.
So what was he doing?
I think he took a peek and saw that Lindor wasn't going to try to score.
So he decided to spike it?
Well, no, he's going to try to throw it to the second baseman. And then as he was trying to, I think, hold it at the end, he spiked it.
That was brutal.
It was awful.
Absolutely brutal. But they get three runs in the sixth and then they tag
immediately, which was nice.
Oh, right after they went down 3-0, right. They responded by scoring three. And, I mean, it's a great win. And all of a sudden, you feel a lot better about the New York Mets than you did 2 weeks ago.
Well, we said this yesterday, that they are, I mean, they have shown you a level of resiliency. And I think there were a lot of people when the season started the way that the season started, especially because expectations for this team weren't very high. There were a lot of question marks surrounding this team. You were excited about the J.D. Martinez, then you get the bad news that he's not going to be up with the team.
Senga.
So there weren't high expectations. They go, you know, 0 for their first five.
And looked as bad as a team can possibly look.
But give them tons of credit. right? I mean, you go into a series against Atlanta, you take two or three against Atlanta.
Yep.
And this is a good point. I mean, this is a Pirates team that's off to a real good start.
I believe every team they've played is above 500. I mean, you say, oh, it's Kansas City. Kansas City's good.
Off to a great start.
Kansas City
shut. I think Kansas City won, what, seven straight coming to that series?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Cincinnati, say, oh, it's Cincinnati. Look at Cincinnati. That's a good baseball team. Detroit, I don't think they're great, but record-wise, that's a good baseball team. Pittsburgh, that's a good baseball team. So, I mean, the Mets are taking care of business. Now, you hope you got to win at least one of the next few. You'd love to win both because you got the Dodgers this weekend. But, I mean, to be sitting here on April the 16th, to be back to 500, I'll be honest with you, I did not anticipate that we would be here right now.
Well, there are a lot of people that thought, I mean, the longer this goes on, the deeper the hole. There's no chance this team is going to be good enough to get themselves out of it.
That's right.
Especially when, I mean, you're staring, what were they? So they lose their first five.
Mm-hmm.
You have that win against Detroit. You have the win against, you win the series against Cincinnati, and then you're headed to Atlanta, where it's been a house of horrors for
right.
us. And somehow we find a way, I mean, in all those games, right, to battle back. We've consistently done it, and now you can start to see the confidence building a little bit.
Right. Well, you love Alvarez. I think you have to start to love Beatty.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, and then you have the knowns. You have Alonso, and I mean, McNeil I still find frustrating. Because I think
a lot of people do.
He has not found his rhythm yet. The thing with McNeil is...
And the nice double steal, though.
It was nice. Chapman's a disaster. He gets runners on. He's a disaster. But, by the way, and you know I'm pro-Mets, and I know you are as well, missing that strike three on Alvarez. He punched him out later in the at-bat, but there was strike three right down the middle.
Yeah.
Right down the middle.
You don't have to tell me. I think I was talking to someone the other day. It sounds like a lot of the players are not in favor of the robotic ump. They're in favor of what you see in the minors, where you can challenge. So umpire still makes the call, and then you can challenge if you think it's a strike.
How many
ball.
Of those do you? What's the rule?
I don't know the exact number, but that's
you're gonna challenge a million times.
Well, no, you only have a certain amount of challenges, per at bat.
But okay, do you continue to replenish them though?
Each at bat.
Well, it's like if you're right.
I have to check the rule, but okay. The person I talked to said that the players still do like the idea. Pitchers like the idea of, and Alvarez is really good at this. Catchers framing pitches, stealing strikes,
mm-hmm.
and then the ability. If you think it's an egregious missed call, that I saw it was Skeens the other day. I saw do it. He's like, no, that's a strike.
Oh, down to AAA,
and they pop up. Yep. And, yeah, it was a strike. So. It sounds like that.
And it should take them no time to do it.
No, it's immediate. It sounds like that's where we're headed.
Okay. Well, something. I mean, you saw it with Floreal the other day against the Yankees. Like, the ball was clearly way inside.
How about Angel Hernandez the other day?
Oh, he stinks.
Against Texas.
He's
three straight pitches.
He is so... I mean, how he's still employed is beyond me.
It's unbelievable.
The umpires union must be so unbelievably strong.
He's a really good guy.
He might be Mother Teresa, but he's an awful umpire.
He also sued Major League Baseball.
I get it.
So that might be some hesitancy there.
My God, is he bad, though. Here's the Mets skipper, Carlos Mendoza, on the team's hot streak.
It's important to continue to play well. Got off to a rough start, but we still got a long ways to go. I don't like using still early. I like where we are as a team, and we will continue to prepare. We will continue to go out there, compete, have fun. Today was another example, you know, getting down 3-0, and guys continue to put together great at-bats. I thought that Alvarez walk against Perez was huge to pass the baton, and, you know, guys came through, and it was important.
It was a good win last night for the Mets. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Get back to 500. I guess at the moment you have your ace on the mound tonight in Quintana, and then you hand it over to Severino. So at a minimum, you want to be 9-9 at the end of this homestand, and let's see where it goes to.
Yeah, good on DJ Stewart, too. It was a big hit.
Big hit.
You got to think, too, that once this whole back situation with JD Martinez is figured out,
lengthen the lineup, too.
A better lineup, too.
Yeah. So you're going to go Nimmo, Marte, who's... Okay, a couple things. He's back.
He's healthy.
He can't run.
Not like he used to.
And then you got Lindor, who had a couple hits last night, which is nice to see.
He's a much better hitter, righty.
Pete, Beatty, Alvarez. Now, I don't know what they'll do with it. But then you get JD Martinez.
Well, I would think JD Martinez would slide behind Pete.
Right, probably so. But my point is, now you're talking about Alvarez 6, maybe Beatty 7, or flip-flop it, depending if it's a lefty or not. That's a lineup that's an exciting lineup.
Yeah, we just hope the pitching can hold up.
Yeah.
And that's really been the big thing with them.
Bullpen's good, though.
Bullpen is good.
Bullpen's been really good.
Right.
And the pitching, to their credit, and to David Stearns' credit, has been way better than anybody anticipated.
Yeah. You also have to, I mean, this is a long...
I get it.
162 is a long road.
I'm not throwing any parades. I'm not throwing roses on. I'm just saying we were concerned about it. And 16 games into the season, the Mets starting pitching has been so far up to this point.
The pitching has been good. Yeah, it's been fine. I mean, each guy's kind of had their outing. Manaea was awful last time out.
Severino's first outing was brutal. Absolutely. But for the most part, overall, from top to bottom, the pitching has been pretty good.
Yeah, I just think it's nice to see this team have the ability to battle back. Because for a minute there, it was like, oof.
It felt like that. What kind of season? No intestinal fortitude whatsoever. Bader with a big hit. Then he steals third. Did playing with Chapman with the Yankees prepare you to face him in a night like last night?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew from center field he has really good stuff. That's all you kind of need to know to formulate your approach. Change his mechanics a little bit with the way he was delivering the ball. He popped me there with that first strike. And, you know, you learn really quickly when you're in the box what you're up against with a guy like that and the stuff he has, which for years has been tremendous. So, again, I was just trying to take a short swing to the ball and just play with what's in front of me. And I'm just happy that I got to pitch the hand off my team. That's all it comes down to.
You have Harrison Bader batting ninth. That's a pretty good line.
By the way, to give him a little credit, I mean, he's over 300. So, I mean... That's good.
Yeah, just hasn't really driven in runs until recently.
But that's not necessarily what you need from him.
But he's good on the bases too. So like you get him on the bases, and he can be a demon. Great defensively.
Poor Aldous Chapman's mom now. How do you think it relieves the stress?
I honestly don't really even want to think about it.
After a game like that.
Yeah. He got tossed from that game.
He might have a bosom pop out.
He might.
A bosom.
That's right, like a Tara Reid situation.
Bosom.
No, how about the bosom?
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
Bosom.
The bosom. I still can't believe that video.
What video?
The Chapman video.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot. I thought you were talking about the Tara Reid video when it just popped.
I like that one too.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that. How about the Juju Smith-Schuster video?
What was that? what is that?
I don't know.
What is happening?
I didn't know that those type of videos were still a thing.
How does your genitalia just, oops?
I don't think it was oops.
It doesn't seem like a very oops.
Yeah, that's not an oops.
You think, let's get that thing out there?
This guy needs to breathe a little bit. Let's just flop it out.
Air is important. No one can really deny that. Let's go to Earl in Brooklyn and say good morning. Hi, Earl. You're on 98.7 ESPN, my friend.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to talk about the Mets. I think we found our groove. 0-5 start. Last 8 out of 11. Been more aggressive on the base pad. You know, timely hits. Alonzo, like you said, Dave, he should have made that play. You know, when you're not hitting, you got to be exceptional in the field.
Well, he's hitting home runs.
The Yankees.
In fairness to Pete, he's got 6 home runs already, so.
He's hitting home runs, but before we go, Dave.
Yes.
When RJ goes over to your house, he should be able to hit that new refrigerator, touch that button, and pick whatever thing he wants in that refrigerator, because I think that's his and Sherry's refrigerator.
What are you talking
why
about?
Why would it be Sherry and RJ's because refrigerator?
For the simple reason, RJ was leading in the game. You were in the sheets. You remember?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But RJ fell apart.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you think that Dave cheated?
I don't think so.
You think that
you don't think RJ fell apart?
No, I don't think he fell apart.
RJ, I think with Earl on the line, did you fall apart in your college basketball picks?
I think there might have been some shady stuff going on.
RJ, you knew who you took. Who'd you pick to win the whole thing?
I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. Uh-huh. You know
who told me UConn when you initially did the design?
That's what I thought. But, you know, I do so many brackets that, you know, when it came back of what Dave had as a finalized version, I said, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Now, looking back at as to what's happened.
Hey, Rick, and to say something about the buns are real good. Tasty.
What is he talking
Tasty
about?
Tasty buns. Cassie's bunt.
Oh, bunt.
Yeah, bunt. I had to throw away that bunt pen. It's done.
Why?
Because we tried to make a delicious bunt the other day. It got stuck on it.
Oh, really?
Gas it.
It's time for a new one?
It's time for a new bunt pen.
I made some hard-boiled eggs. Or I started to, and then Sherry took over yesterday. She finished them up. I had to take a phone call.
Did you peel them?
And she did.
You understand that's the hardest part, right?
But she said if you do it in cold water, that it peels easier. So she. But
they also
she
have that other thing. You can shake it.
Shake it?
You can shake it and it peels.
She
it.
Screamed at me, though.
Why?
Well, she's like, you want to make sure they don't hit the bottom hard.
And they did.
And I was like, well, what do I have to do? She's like, you have to slowly take a spoon and slowly like place them in the water. I was like, but the water's hot. She's like, don't put your hand in the water, you idiot.
Right. You don't have a bigger spoon?
Wait, well, you said a long spoon, but the heat was emanating right off of the pot.
Why can't we just go back to egg whites? Why are we going full eggs?
You know what? Doctor said hard-boiled eggs are very good for you. Said the yolk is good for you.
The yolk is good for you.
He said you have two a day, no problem whatsoever. So I had two.
Yeah, but so can't we have, why not have 6 egg whites?
Well, I don't understand why you're so bothered by this. Can you tell I'm skinnier yet or no? Not yet.
Maybe a little in the face.
That's you know.
It's tough to tell because you're not shaved up.
Not today, no.
No, you let the neck hair grow a little bit. It's
that's
tough.
Right.
I said you look good.
Well, that's nice.
You smell nice.
That's not. Well, that's a staple.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A priority.
Which I really appreciate.
You don't smell. I mean, people that don't smell nicely, that's kind of gross.
Some people like their own natural kind of odor.
You ever freak yourself out when you like smell yourself and you're like, oh, I smell awful. Like, I got to get right into the shower.
Occasionally.
Like you, but you know when you can tell you don't smell
right.
Well or smell good, there's a real problem.
Like
there.
If I had like a foot, like, ooh, I don't think, is that my foot that doesn't smell good? I right to the shower.
You get a foot odor?
Well, no, like if I'm out, like if I'm coaching baseball or something,
right.
I come back and I take my shoes off, I'm like, let's
take care of that. It's because a quick cleanse and
that's
it changes everything.
I probably take too many showers, actually.
What would you say? On an average 7-day week, how many showers
I'm looking
would you
at
say?
At least 3 showers a day.
Really?
Sometimes 4.
What?
Yeah.
I would question whether it's healthy to take 4 showers
a day. That's what
I'm
saying. I don't think it is. I don't
believe
it is.
4 showers a day?
Yeah.
That's too many showers.
4 yesterday, yeah.
Wow. RJ, span of a week, how many showers would you say you're taking?
I'd say 10.
10. I think that's a nice number.
10.
I bet you Raymond's more because Raymond has to like get up, shower,
yeah, right.
Go home,
he's
and then probably re-shower.
Too.
And then he's got ladies
Raymond,
that are wandering in and out.
After the first lady, you got to be fair to the other lady. You should shower first, right?
It's all about respect,
right? Right, before you get back to the second one.
You're funny. How many showers would you say over a 7-day span, Raymond, on average?
Oh, boy. I mean, you're taking at least one every day, and then some days there's two. So anywhere from 8 to 10.
No, you're looking 7 days. You're taking two a day. You're looking 14.
No,
on the weekends, I'm not taking two.
Right. Yeah, I would say.
So you're thinking like 12-ish?
10 to 12-ish.
I would say on an average week for me, I'm taking 3 or 4 days where I do two, couple days where I do one. I'm looking at 10 to 12 on an average
week. I'm looking close to 20.
That's crazy.
It's too many.
It's a lot of showers.
It's too many.
Yeah, you're probably going to hear from some dermatologist or something.
It's too many.
Like,
you're probably wiping away your good dermis.
Yeah, but I'm always lotioning, though.
To moisturize?
After every shower, yeah.
That's nice. RJ!
Yes, Dave?
I'm going to do the DNR pregame party promo right now.
So I have to tell you something because I care about you.
Oh, no.
No, nothing bad.
Uh-oh.
Listen, we put it all out there, right?
Right.
I'm assuming...
Because I care about you.
I'm assuming because you were Googling presidents, you have not laid eyes on this read yet.
Of course not.
It's a little bit different today.
So what does that mean? That we can't do it together?
We can. It's just we need to be on our P's and Q's. The script is different.
Okay. Well, you know what? For the first time, let's look this thing over. What'd he say?
You get on that P right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's the first time for all of us, but sure.
Did you write it?
No.
I guarantee he's looked at it.
Well, some lovely bulbous sponsors have joined us.
Okay. Well, maybe we go back and forth with the sponsors.
Okay.
Like ping pong. I say one, you say one.
If it's La Quinta, you take La Quinta.
No, I could do La Quinta now.
No, La Quinta's not in yet.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. The second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on... When is it, RJ?
It's still Thursday, May 2nd.
Come out to the live broadcast starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Where will we be?
We'll still be at Publicans.
Where's that?
That's in Manhasset.
Which is where?
On an island that is long.
That's right. Steps away from the Manhasset station. What will we take?
The LIRR.
That's right. After the show, crew will take the train to... Where do we take it to?
We're going to Citi Field.
That's right. Straight to Citi Field for the game that starts at what time?
1:10.
That's right. Against the...
The Small Bears.
That's right. We're going to be sitting in a section known as...
1-2-9.
1-2-9-er. It's the pregame party on Thursday...
May 2nd.
Yeah. Brought to you by who?
Montauk Brewing Company.
Right. Come as you are. And by...
Zing Zang.
Yeah. America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary at their pre-mixed cocktails. Available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy... Please,
Zing Zang,
responsibly.
That was nice.
How'd we do?
I think well.
I think so, too. Rick, you'd be the judge of the jury. How do you think that was?
Did you say Montauk or Montauk?
Montauk.
Okay.
I said Montauk. Maybe the K was
just
not.
Just double checking.
Montauk.
Did you think it was Montauk?
But he said Montauk.
Montauk, I'm sorry.
Montauk.
I will enunciate my K's better.
Some Montauk.
Montauk.
Who said Montauk? That was him?
He did that part, yeah.
Okay. So he screwed up.
No, I don't think he screwed up. I just didn't. I was just making sure I heard it right.
But if someone were to have screwed up, it would have been him and not me.
It was not you. Yes.
Okay.
No. That's this is good. Also the same guy that said we're going to do the show from Pelicans.
That's true.
You know what? Maybe bringing me in, maybe not a great idea.
You know what? You might have sucked in the past, but I believe that you can be the best version of yourself, and maybe that's why I continue to bring you in.
I think I'm just riding the coattails of your greatness.
I don't think so. There is no greatness. Let's take a break. 1-800-919-3776. Some giant stuff to get into. The Yankees, the Knicks, CMT. Very busy Tuesday, 98.7 ESPN. Hate doing lawn care? Use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens, so just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April the 20th, which is this Saturday, get one application for free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price, guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.